grabbed my shoulders. Black eye paint streaked her cheeks. "Did you do it on purpose?" she asked. Then she told me. She had been in her chamber playing with Baboon on the Persian rug where I now stood. Berenice went into the next room to find a toy when she heard her pet shriek, as babies often do when their mothers leave. Berenice took no notice until the shrieks grew louder. She returned to see a leopard in the doorway, crouched low, stalking the little monkey. While Berenice screamed for help, my arrow, yes, my bad cat, pounced on Baboon and carried it away in her jaws, disappearing out into the garden. I grieve over the fate of Berenice's little pet, but I think in my heart that a leopard is a leopard, whether it walks through a jungle or palace. As the night grew late, Neva, Puzo, and I hid ourselves on one of the roof gardens, safe inside a tangle of vines. From here, we could look down into the main courtyard and see Tryphaena and her guards every time they passed an open hallway. She was searching for me, I believe. We tried to remain perfectly still, without a breath or rustling.